Today's guest for our animal health update is Dr. Lisa Becton, Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. And Dr. Lisa will be updating us on foot and mouth disease.
Thanks. Part of SHIC's mission is to monitor emerging diseases that could have a serious impact on swine health. Knowing what threats exist can help you as a producer to prevent potential disease introduction, but also to prepare for an unexpected outbreak. But what is an emerging disease? Well, an emerging disease can fit into several different categories or definitions. One is a new disease we've never seen before. Another is an existing disease that crosses over and infects a new species, such as H5N1 influenza. Or it's an endemic disease that changes its presentation, its geography or location, and severity. One emerging disease of concern currently is foot and mouth disease virus. This virus is present currently across the globe and is not in the United States. However, recent changes have created emerging disease scenario on several different fronts. One reason for concern is the unexpected introduction into Germany, Hungary, and Slovakia after decades of freedom. The second is the expansion of a serotype called FMD-SAT1 to countries not previously observing the virus. The global monitoring of diseases is an essential part of preparedness, and through the Global Swine Disease Monitoring Report, led by Saul Perez at the University of Minnesota, they monitor trends, review and verify reporting from different sources across the globe, and create a monthly summary of this activity. Deeper into this, foot and mouth disease serotype O was located in Germany as of January in 2025 in a water buffalo herd. The virus was also detected in Hungary and Slovakia in March of 2025 and affected multiple farms. Both of these countries hadn't seen this for several decades. The outbreaks resolved, but unfortunately, no one cause or source of the virus was ever identified. In 2023, confirmed reports of a different serotype, FMD-SAT1, was reported in Qatar and Jordan. And from 25 onward, it's reported in additional countries in Iraq, Kuwait, Turkey, Egypt, and Azerbaijan. And even more recently, it's been identified in Lebanon, Israel, Cyprus, and Greece. And more recently, SAT1 has been reported for the first time in several provinces in China. When we look at control measures, vaccines do exist for foot and mouth disease and are used for prevention and mitigation during an outbreak, but not all of these serotypes cross-protect against each other. And so, for example, SAT1 does not respond to serotype O serotypes. And so animals that have routine vaccination with serotype O would not be protected against SAT1 and can cause significant problems and disease threats. So what's the takeaway from all this? There is a changing status in foot and mouth disease outbreaks that's being closely monitored because of the changes in location, as well as the changes in infection for countries that have not seen this in multiple years. Continued surveillance is needed to understand the patterns of disease detection, but also to help us determine what are those risks for disease transmission. Is it because a different animal is getting it? Is it illegal movements? All this information can help inform our preparedness. Early detection and surveillance is also necessary to reduce the risk of entry and minimize losses that you could see on your farm. And lastly, it's always important to maintain biosecurity measures and have a developed preparedness plan for your farm. Monitoring of these global diseases provides the mechanism to be able to detect the changes and also help us both prevent, be prepared, and respond effectively if should they ever be identified in the United States. For information on these global reports, as well as research and fact sheets, these resources can be found at swinehealth.org.